Okay, Chevra, this is a Mishnah Berurah Chaburah. We are learning Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph, but we're beginning with Siman Mem Vav because it is more relevant than some of the other dinim at the beginning. So let's begin. The halacha that the Mechaber speaks about is that when you wake up in the morning, you say Elokai Neshama. When you hear the rooster crow, which of course everyone in the Washington Heights hears because like we have lots of roosters in the Heights, so then you say Hanosin Lasech Vivina. When you get dressed, you say Malbish Arumim, etc. Those are the din that the Mechaber has in Seif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Aleph comments that the reason for all of these brachos is because Aser lo la'adam lehanos min olam hazeh below bracha, that you're not allowed to derive benefit from the world without bracha. If you derive benefit from the world without a bracha, that's called mi'ilah. So therefore you have to make a bracha on all of these hana'os of the world. That's the comment of the Mishnah Berurah. Now this is a little bit of a chiddush, no? Because Birchas Hanehenin, right, the bracha I make on Hana'ah, I recite before I get the Hana'ah. No? If I'm going to eat a potato, right, so I make a bar, well, I didn't think of potato, I don't know. I'll make a bar pri ha'adama. Right? That's a Birchas Hanehenin. But I do it before I eat the potato. Over here, I recite the bracha after I got the Hana'ah. But l'cha'ora, the Mechaber hold that it's Birchas Hanehenin anyway, it's just that I don't know exactly when the Hanah is going to come, so I can't make the bracha beforehand. Now, I don't know when the rooster is going to crow. I don't know when I'm going to wake up. I can't make the bracha before I wake up, right? So when I wake up, I recite the bracha, etc. But it's really a Birchas Hanehenin according to the Mechaber. The Ramah, however, in Se'if Ches disagrees with this Mechaber, no? Or this Mishnah Berurah's explanation of the Mechaber. Because the Ramon Seif Ches says that all of these brachos you recite even if you are lo nischayiv bahen, even if you didn't become obligated in them. In other words, according to the Mechaber, I recite the bracha of Malbish Arumim when I get dressed. And I recite the bracha of Pochevim when I rub my hands on my eyes. But according to the Ramah, these brachos are not on the hana'ah that I'm getting. These brachos are on the fact that this is Darka Sha'olam, the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that we get these benefits. So since the bracha is on Darko Shal Olam, so therefore it's not really a Birchas Hanehenin according to the Ramah. No? And the nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Ramah, of course, is do I make the bracha? Let's say I decide not to get dressed in the morning, or let's say I don't rub my hands or my eyes. According to the Mechaber, l'cha'ora, if it's birchas hanehenin, only when I get that hana'ah do I recite the bracha. But according to the Ramah, that the bracha is on darko shel olam, it's the normal way of the world to get these hana'os. So therefore, I recite the bracha even if I myself do not get the hana'ah. That, I think, is just the aleph beis of this simon. Yeah.
So l'cha'ayra,
that's what should emerge. According to both the Mechaber and the Ramah, I can make the bracha not only in the morning. According to the Mechaber, I can make the bracha whenever I get this hana'ah. Let's say Rachman Latzlan, a guy wakes up in the afternoon. No? What, do you make the bracha?
Take a nap.
So apparently these brachos, and this is something I've been thinking about, were instituted once a day, every day. Right? There's certain... It's instituted once every day, so if I take a nap, I wouldn't make a bracha because I already made the bracha in the morning. But if I don't wake up until the afternoon, l'cha'or I can make the bracha. We'll have to discuss exactly if there is a zman mugbal, if there is a limited time for these brachos. But the pashtus is that both according to the Mechaber and according to the Ramah, you don't have to make it in the morning. We call it birchas hashachar because most people wake up in the morning. But technically speaking, these brachos don't have to be made in the morning. Now, what other nafkaminas are there, whether this is a birchas hanehenin or bircha or bracha of shavach v'hoda'ah? So in this sefer, the Ishei Yisrael, right, this is the classic work on tefillah. This is like the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa of tefillah. Now, it's also written by Talmid Rav Neubert. So Rav Neubert was nifter. So in the Ishei Yisrael, it's in Perek Hei, it's Ha'ara Gimel, he points out as follows, that by birchas hanehenin, I'm not supposed to be motzi you. Correct? the special halachos, if I want to be motzi you by birchas hanehen, and it's only if there's like a kavias of seuda, if we're eating together, so then one hamotzi could work for everybody. Or drinking wine together, one could work for everybody. Or if we're eating together, only if there's a certain type of heseba, technically, if we're like reclining, like we do on Pesach, then I could be motzi you according to the Ramah. But the fact is, birchas hanehen, I normally can't be motzi you. Birchas shevach v'hodah, if it's a bracha of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating these pleasures in the world, then I can't be motzi you. So according to the Mechaber, that these brachos are birchas hanehenin, so l'cha'ora I should not be able to be motzi you. But according to the Ramah, I can be motzi you. That l'cha'ora is what emerges. Now, this, however, is true of most brachos. There are three brachos that seem to be an exception to this formulation that we're saying. You see, if you look at the source of these dinim, it comes from Brachas Daf Samach HaMebeis. Brachas Daf Samach HaMebeis says, when I go to sleep, I recite HaMapa. I wake up in the morning, I say a little kind of Shema, right? And it goes through all the Brachas HaShachar. But there are three Brachas HaShachar that we make every day that are not found in the Gemara Brachas on Daf Samach, they're found in the Gemara Menachos. And those are the Brachas of Shalos Ani Goy, Shalos Ani Eved, Shalos Ani Isha. No? And in fact, there's a machlokes between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard when you recite these brachas. You recite them at the beginning of the Birchas HaShachar, at the end of the Birchas HaShachar, no? The Aruch HaShulchan, as if Yud Aleph points out that he thinks that machlokes is relevant to this, because Lamai said these brachas are not really the same as the other Birchas HaNehenin. So they should be at the beginning or they should be at the end, but it's not really part of the other Birchas HaShachar. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan comments. I think that's a relevant point. But the fact is, these brachos are also different in the sense that these brachos, shalom asani goy, shalom asani eved, shalom asani isha, are not brachos on hana'a, clearly. No? I could say that I get hana'a by rubbing my eyes in the morning, by getting dressed in the morning. There's a shtiko hana'a in that. But to say that there's hana'a in the negative sense, shalom asani goy, shalom asani eved, shalom asani isha, right? That's not really hana'a by any stretch. So there also, the mechaber would be maskim that it's considered Birchas HaShavach, and in that situation, the Sefer Isha Yisrael notes, even the Mechaber would hold, you can't be motzi without any difficulty. Now, what's the halacha of being motzi people with the Birchas HaShachar? So the Mishnah Brura has a line in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, no? In Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Brura comments from a Magen Avram, the end of Simen Vav, that you shouldn't be motzi people with Birchas HaShachar unless you have a minyan. No? You saw that Mishnah Berurah? It's like a collector's item. What shaychus is there between a minyan and being motzi people with Birchas HaShachar? Right? It's a little bit strange. But the basic idea is the Mishnah Berurah is amplifying a Mechaber, the end of Simen Vav. The Mechaber, the end of Simen Vav, says that the practice is that after the Chazan would make the brachas in the morning, everyone would make the brachas themselves. Now, that doesn't really make sense, because if the Chazan made the brachas Yotze, how come I'm making the brachas myself? The answer is because people apparently were not Yotze with the bracha that the Chazan made. The Chazan would still make the bracha to be motzi people who are anal baki. You really can't make the bracha at all. But fundamentally, we don't want the Chazan to be motzi people. The idea also might be, like the Lavush says, that Birchas HaShachar is said at the beginning of davening. I know in my shul, the beginning of davening, we don't always have a minyan, no? I think in yeshiva, you always have a minyan when davening starts. People try to be like, that Rizal wasn't from that, sorry, Rishon, no? They say that Rizal had a bad stomach, so he didn't come early to davening, but you really should come early to davening, right? To be from Asar Rishon is like a chashuv thing. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We'll talk about that later. But the fact is, many shuls, you don't have a minyan at the very beginning of davening. So maybe that's why I can't be motzi you. The Lavush understands that the reason why the Mechaber says that people make their own brachas after the Shatz made the bracha for Birchas HaShachar is because at Birchas HaShachar, they didn't have a minyan yet, and therefore you can't be motzi. And the Magen Avram, the end of Simen Vav, quotes that Lavush, and the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Yud Gimel quotes that from the Magen Avram. Now, that is an interesting idea, because the Mishnah Berurah himself, who says that you need a minyan, in two locations in this Simen, the Mishnah Berurah seems to comment that you do not need a minyan. No? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf and in Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you have some sort of shayla with the bracha, someone else should be motzi you. Right? In Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, for example, he's talking about someone who is up all night. Do you say, Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shina? So Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's a machloikes between the El Yerab and some of the other Achronim, and therefore you should try to hear the bracha from somebody else. What do you mean, hear the bracha from somebody else? I thought I need a minyan. The answer is, says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelek Daled Simen Gimel, that, yeah, really you should have a minyan. But if you don't have a minyan, right, this is the best option that we have. So you'll be yotze even without a minyan because it's less breira. That's the comment of the of Rav Moshe Feinstein to basically explain these Mishnah Berurahs. He doesn't. Rav Moshe wasn't into the Mishnah Berurah. No, he was like in the generation before Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is out already, but people didn't learn the Mishnah Berurah so much. Rav Shechter comments that when he first got married, he got his first set of Mishnah Berurah. No, he didn't learn Mishnah Berurah while he was a bachur. It wasn't like so popular until I would say 40 years ago. Now, like Mishnah Berurah took over the world. In part because it's a very good sefer. But Maisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes it from the Magen Avraham B'Shem Lavosh. It's the same thing, but that's the idea. Now, another nafkamina, whether these brachos are seder ha'olam or these brachos are or on the hana'ah, another nafkamina might be this issue. And let me explain. We said that the bracha v'alokai neshama you don't make if you're up all night, no? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nechaf Dalet says that, he quotes the Oye Rabbah, that you don't make Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Sheina if you're up all night. Frek the Arach HaShulchan in Sifkat Yud Gimel, why not? If we are Ashkenazim and we follow the Ramah, so that means that these brachos are Al Seder HaOlam. If the brachos are Al Seder HaOlam, so it doesn't matter if I myself was up all night or I myself wasn't up all night. But the fact is, right, Seder Ha'olam is that all kind of Shemesh and the Satabi. Seder Ha'olam is that you wake up in the morning. I happen to have been studying for my bio final, so I was up all night. Rahman al-Tzalan, I feel for you. But, okay, so I was up all night, but that doesn't mean that Seder Ha'olam changes. People normally sleep at night. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan asks the Kasha that how come you don't make the Bracha? And the Aruch HaShulchan therefore disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah quoting the Oye Rabbah. The Prima Godim himself, actually, the Prima Godim asks this kasha, it's an Ishal Avram Sifkat and Beis, and he gives the answer that many suggest, which is, maybe I can only say Seder HaOlam. I can only say this idea that I make the bracha because that's what happens to normal people if the bracha is formulated in a general sort of way. Pekeach Ivrim. God opens up the eyes of the blind. No? Malbish Arumim. But a bracha that's personal. Elokai. Nishama Shanasata Bi Tehorehi. Hamavir Shena Me'enai. A bracha that's personal. I can't say that that is called Seder Ha'olam. So that's the Yishuv that many Achronim give to answer this Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha. In other words, Seder Ha'olam, the Psak of the Ramah, doesn't apply to personal brachas. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the El Yeraba, don't say Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena when you were up all night. Yeah?
Same would be on Sha'asali Kol Tzarki.
So Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. Okay, so that's a big one, no?
Tisha
B'Av. So Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, the Achrayim discuss, the bracha Sha'asali Kol Tzarki goes on wearing shoes, no? But it's also personal.
Why is that personal? He's doing everyone.
Well, the lashon of the bracha, the bracha is, everyone is saying Hamavir Shena Me'enai also. But because I'm saying the bracha in a personal sort of way, that indicates it's a different type of bracha. That indicates it can't be Al Seder Ha'olam. It's personal. And therefore, the impression that you would get is that you don't make Sha'asali Kol Tzarki on Tisha B'Av and on Yom HaKippurim. No? Because if it's a personal bracha, and I'm not wearing shoes, so maybe I shouldn't make the bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkat in Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Hiskimu Kama Achronim that you can make Sha'asali Kol Tzarki on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah, who himself says that you don't say Elokai Neshama and you're up all night, he says that you do make Sha'asali Kol Tzarki. So what's the pshat in that? Why would I make Sha'asali Kol Tzarki? So I thought the pshat might be like this, and some of the Acharonim say things along these lines. Does the bracha Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, it's on shoes, but does it say leather shoes? Our practice is that we wear shoes on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, no? We wear our keds or our cracks, right, or whatever we wear, no? Our flip-flops, Right? So she'asi li kol tzarki, it is fulfilling a need. It's protecting me. If you ever tried to walk outside, right, barefoot, right, it hurts. But when you have even flip flops on, it hurts much less. Right? So she'asi li kol tzarki could be going on those shoes. That's the pshat. It happens that in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, you should know, just for a word of personal introduction, my family comes from a Lubavitch background for like seven generations. I daven the Sachari, so if I quote the Alter Rebbe Siddur, that's just because that's the way I daven, so I know this stuff a little bit. So in the Alter Rebbe Siddur, it says on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't say Sh'asali Kol Tzarki. But in the notes of the Piskei HaSiddur, Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah, who wrote Halachic Ha'oris on the Alter Rebbe Siddur, he points out that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you don't say Sh'asali Kol Tzarki, but you do make the bracha on when the person is ba'aveilus, rachman watzlan. And the oval also doesn't wear leather shoes. What's the chalak? Right? In both cases, I'm not doing it. So the answer might be something about seder ha'olam. Now, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's not derech ha'olam to wear shoes. Right? The whole world doesn't wear shoes. But if a person, rachman watzlan, is an aveilus, so everyone else is wearing shoes. He's not. Now, this goes against the shtikotar that we were saying before about the personalization, the sha'asali kol tzarki, but it's another way of looking at it. Now, Lamaisa, what do we do? Which brachas do we not recite when we're staying up all night? So we don't recite Elokai Neshama, we don't recite Hamavir Shena Al Enai, we don't recite these brachos, etc. In the Beis Yitzchak, volume 30, so there was a guy in Yeshiva, I remember him, I won't tell you who he was, but he had some issues. He used to stay up all night, all the time, and decided to write a kuntres of halachos based on Pesachim of Rav Shechter for someone who's up all night. Right? This guy, he actually cracked. Like, we'll say it like that. That's why I'm not telling you who he was. But you can look at it in the base. It doesn't say his name in that. It says like Harutze B'ilam Shmo or something. Alpi Pesachim of Rav Shechter, halachos for someone who's up all night. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you can certainly make these brachos if you slept for 60 winks. Right, Shita Nishmi. What is Shita Nishmi? So there are three opinions in the Bir Halacha back in Siman Dalet, whether it's 3 hours, 30 minutes, or 3 minutes, no? And then there's a fourth opinion, the Chayi Adam, that's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 amis, which is about 1 minute, no? A little bit less than a minute. Rav Shechter felt that Me'ikar Hadin, the Shia, should be 3 hours, but the Minhag HaOlam, I think, is clearly, and that's what this fellow points out in that article, the Minhag HaOlam clearly is that you make the bracha when you sleep for half an hour, even if you don't have 3 hours. Now, this issue, though, might depend not on the amount of time. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg is quoted in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah that the Hagdor over here is based on what's considered Shinas Keva, what's considered real sleep. So he says it depends on whether you put on pajamas and go to bed. If you fall asleep at the table, this is what happens to me almost every night when I sit down to prepare shir, I end up falling at the dining room table. That's just the way life is. But if you fall asleep at the table, that's not called Shinas Keva, no? But if you sleep in bed, that is called Shinas Keva. Even if you go into sleep for a short amount of time, that's still called Shinas Keva. You're putting your pajamas, you go into bed, that's called Shinas Keva. Therefore, Rabbi Yoshev paskens that if a person's on an airplane, so you're sleeping in a chair, but that's called Shinas Keva at night, no? Because that is the normal way people sleep in these situations. Just one more ha'ara in terms of the bracha she'asli kotzarki, and whether you make it on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a note here on the Magen Avraham Sifkat Nches, the Magen Avraham in this siman, that the Magen Avraham gives us a calculation of the Meya Brachos every day. Right? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you should make Meya Brachos every day. Ma Hashem Alkecha Shalom Meimach Atakrei Meya Lameya. Make 100 Brachos every day. So the Magen Avraham makes a cheshbin. What are these 100 Brachos and how you yotze 100 Brachos every day in Yom HaKippurim? He says, oh, you yotze because you count of the Birchas HaShachar. Whoa! Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he jumps, he doesn't miss a beat. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, whoa, Birchas HaShachar, that means you're saying She'asali Kol Tzarki on Yom HaKippurim, no? No one bats an eyelash over there. And that could be the pshat, by the way, in terms of why the Mishnah were passing, as I say, She'asali Kol Tzarki on Yom HaKippurim. Mishnah Ben Tavkuf Nandalad says that you make the bracha on Yom HaKippurim, and why? Because the Magen Avraham, the Gadol HaPoskim, Magen Avraham is quoting that Yom HaKippurim, Yoyotze Meya Brachas, including She'asali Kol Tzarki. This Cheshvan Meya Brachas is just worth focusing on for another minute. The Pashtus is that the Cheshvan Meya Brachas begins at night, no? The Mishnah Berurah is a little bit strange, because the way he counts in Meya Brachas, he says the first bracha he quotes is the bracha of Hamapil at night, right? And then he talks about Elokai Neshama in the morning, etc. By the way, that's why the Gemara Brachas Tav Samach has it. Hamapal Elokai Neshama. Now, Mamon Neshach, if I start in the morning, I should suffer Birchas HaShachar. If I start at night, I should suffer Mayriv at night. How come I'm starting from... So it could be that they were davening Mayriv before Tzei Sakli Chazam. And that would be a right. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach has in the Halicho Shlomo that if you daven Mayriv before Tzei Sakli Chavim, so the Mayriv counts for yesterday's Meya Brachas, not for today's Meya Brachas, because Meya Brachas begins at night. By daven before Tzei Sakli Chavim, it's not night yet. This is what Reb Shlomo Zalman entertains in the Halicho Shlomo. Interesting idea. But one could suggest as follows, and this is what the Sefer Isha Yisrael has, I think, in Ha'arehei, in Parakei. He notes that... the Pashtus in the Gemara's Elokai Neshama is a bracha smucha l'chaverta tahamapil. No? The Gemara says, I go to sleep and I say, hamapil. I wake up, I say, Elokai Neshama. And we know that Elokai Neshama doesn't begin with baruch. Usually a bracha should begin with baruch. How come it doesn't begin with baruch? So many of the Rishonim point out, because Elokai Neshama is a bracha smucha l'chaverta tahamapil. This could answer one of the great mysteries in Judaism. How come you learned when you were in first grade, when you learned how to say hamapil, you shouldn't talk after hamapil? You know why not? It's bracha smucha l'chaverta t'alokai neshama. Of course, that emerges a big chiddush. You can't talk until you say alokai neshama in the morning. But okay. But the fact is, says the Isha Yisrael, a very interesting idea, that if hamapil is smucha l'chaverta t'alokai neshama, so maybe the Mishnah really holds that the cheshbon meya brachas begins in the morning. Narvas, the morning bracha is tzamud, is connected to one nighttime bracha called hamapil. So he begins with hamapil. He's not beginning with ma'ariv. That's a different cheshmer from what we were saying beforehand. There is just one last ta'arad I'd like to make, and then we'll break. The Mishnah Berura in Sifkot Yudal gives us the whole cheshmer of the mega brachas every day, includes the brachas of tefillin and tzitzis. He includes brachas of Shachas, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shevet Halevi. They both point out that you get the impression that Noshem and Achayavos are Meya Brachos. Because women don't wear tzitzis and tefillin, right? Normative Judaism, women don't wear tzitzis and tefillin. And if women don't wear tzitzis and tefillin, then women don't daven Ma'ariv. Even the Rav Soloveitchik felt that women should daven Ma'ariv. But the fact is, the practice is that women don't daven Ma'ariv. So how can we include all those in the Meya Brachos? Elamai, women are not obligated in Meya Brachos. That's what emerges according to these achrayim. Now, the cheshbon why women should not be obligated in Meya Brachas is because Meya Brachas is a mitzvah esei shazman grama. Because every day there's a new chiyuv of Meya Brachas. So there's Monday's chiyuv and Tuesday's chiyuv and Wednesday's chiyuv. So it's man grama. Even though every single day there's a chiyuv of Meya Brachas, no? And you always have the chiyuv, but today's chiyuv is not the same as tomorrow's chiyuv, which is not the same as yesterday's chiyuv. So therefore, that's called mitzvah esei shazman grama. That's a big chiddush, mitzvah esei shazman grama, no?
How's it different than like tzitzis?
Huh?
How's it different than like tzitzis?
Well, tzitzis, if you...
Every day there's a new chiyuv for me to
put on tzitzis. So tzitzis, we have nighttime, that there's not zman tzitzis.
It's feeling also the yantov.
Right, Shabbos and yantov, right? Nighttime, maybe. But the fact is, right, if there's a chiyuv that's every day, maybe that's still called mitzvah esei shazman grama. That's what emerged. Now, if that's the case, so what would happen by birchas hashachar? These brachas, hashanasan sachivina, etc., are those also mitzvah esei shazman grama? Are women peturos reciting birchas hashachar every day?
Well, they're puttering the idea of saying 100 rounds a day, or they're puttering every single bracha included in the 100 rounds a day?
Again?
They're puttering saying 100 brachas a day, or they're puttering saying every single bracha.
When they're puttering saying, they're putter from the chiyuv of 100 brachas every day.
Right.
Right? Whether they're chayiv in each individual bracha, you have to judge each bracha on its own.
Okay.
But the birchas hashachar, though, are they chayiv to say hashanosam asachivina when they daven, when women daven? So bring me a raya from Shulchan Aruch that women have a chiyuv in meya bracha, that women have a chiyuv in birchas hashachar. Shosani Kirtzono. No, the Mechab doesn't bat an eye. She says that you say Shosani Goy, right? Eved Isha, and women say Shosani Kirtzono. By the way, in my tradition, my Labao tradition, we don't have Shosani Kirtzono on our Siddur because it's not a bracha that's found in Shas, no? One of the great difficulties in the Siman is that the Rosh tells us that in Kedusha that we should only make brachas that are found in Shas. And there's a bracha in Pidyon HaBen that the Kohen would make, and the Rosh says, don't make that bracha because it's not found in Shas. We make brachas that are not found in Shas. Hanosein la'yoyev koach. No? Shteitnisht in Shas. Shosani kirtzono. The practice is that we make shosani kirtzono. Okay, that's a mystery we'll have to file that away, ayin taz. But the fact is that noshim are chayavas in berachas hashachar. So isn't this a mystery, halo davarhu, that they're not chayavas in mei brachos b'chol yom, but they are chayavas in berachas hashachar. L'cha'or attribute the same sort for both. I don't know an answer to this kasha. If you guys have an answer to the kasha, I'll be very happy. Okay, chevra, thank you for listening. Have a good day.